What's going on?
What's up, man?
The pilot number 56.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Let me tell you, punk rock is not dead.
Nope.
And it is definitely not dead in this podcast. We have Ross Lomas of GBH.
Yeah.
Woo! Ross, thank you for taking the time. Thanks for coming out on the show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I can't tell you. Prepping for this show has been incredible. It's been fun. It's been taking me to like yesteryears. Not only do we have Ross, we're hanging out in Heidi Santos, who helped put together our last podcast.
Yeah.
We're in her domain out here. Yep.
Thank you, Heidi.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's. Cheers.
And we got some other peeps in here. Juan from Los Crudos.
Cabrón.
Yeah.
Cabrón.
My furry little goat.
And we have Maria Vega, double bass. Double bass.
We have a house full of bass players. I know. Did I die?
With how much you like bass. Yeah. It's the continuing theme with a lot of our podcasts, the wheels of the bus. I heard it's called the bass cast.
The bass cast, right?
Bass cast.
Hashtag bass cast. Bass cast.
That's right. Fonz, what have you been up to?
Oh, man, just trying to recover from New Year's. But just hanging out. Reading Lomas's book, Mr. Lomas.
Okay.
It was awesome. Thank you.
And the title of the book, City Baby. Right?
City Baby, yeah.
Yeah. Let's get right into it. Ross, how did this come together? How did this project start and how did it manifest?
Well, the book?
Yeah.
A guy I worked with is a poet and an author. He wanted to do a GBH book, but the others didn't want to do it. So he came back and I said, it's just me. And he went, okay. So that was it. So I spent 2.5 years in the back of his camper van.
Cool.
And then that's what happened.
And obviously GBH, wow, iconic punk band. But before we get into the band, I really want to talk about your book because it's been a fun read. When Heidi a couple months back brought it into our radar and she said, hey, I'm friends with Ross. He put out a book, blah, 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 blah. We picked it up and it's been a really fun read since. So I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that. And so
you're the only people who have said it was fun.
It's been fun. I'll tell you why it's fun, because it going through the pages, it feels like a conversation. It's not like it's
that's pretty much how it happened. What I said it didn't deviate from that much.
Just transcribed it onto the book. Yeah. I mean, that's what it really feels like. I'm reading like a transcript of like you in a bar or you in a pub out in England, and it just really feels like a really great story.
Me in a pub.
You know, we pride our show on you know, everyone's got a story to tell. And that's what that book feels like. It's just someone telling a story. What about you, Fonz?
Oh, man, I was just, like, amazed. It's like, it seemed like you found punk rock at the time that you needed to.
Yep.
With school, with how school was, with, like, the abuse that you had to take in at school and the beatings and the teachers and everything. So punk rock came, and it was just like your teacher. It was everything that came from that. It was just amazing to see that. And then all the bands that you talk about. And it was like an encyclopedia of music that your career and your life presented itself, you know. And then you're just sharing that with us. And it was just amazing to go back and talk about the bands that you did talk about. I'd go on YouTube and go see them and see what the songs they were doing.
Bands like who? Dr. Feelgood.
Dr. Feelgood, yeah, exactly. Dr. Feelgood. Just so many. Slade was
oh, yeah.
I knew Slade.
I didn't know Slade. So I was just like, all right. So I was just going back.
The bass player, Jim Lee, that's one of the first things I learned to play. Oh, yeah, they did a cover version of Janis Joplin's Move Over.
Oh, okay.
So I learned to play his bass line on...
On that, what was that, golden brown bass player? The bass that you were talking about? The Goldie Brown, the Hondo?
Oh, no. I had another plank of wood. Fuck God, he was now. Yeah, piece of shit.
Okay, just a piece of shit.
I was just
like you talked about Joan Jett on the elevator and just all these stories. It was just.
Oh dear.
Was that fun?
I was a bit confused at the time.
It was too much to handle, or what?
Joan Jett.
It's Joan Jett.
Joan Jett's bum.
Amazing bum. So the Jennifer Lopez of her time, or what?
Nah, she's better looking than Jennifer
Lopez. Yeah.
She, I have, from what I see on TV, she's tiny, right? Joan Jett's tiny?
She's smaller than me. That's tiny. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty tiny, so. All right, cool. Good stuff. I'm curious about Catch 23. I like the lyrics. I feel like that song is going to be, or something close to it, is going to be written in a couple of years about Donald Trump. Just from reading those lyrics.
Scary times.
What's that? I couldn't really. What was the origin of that song?
Got ripped off on our first big tour.
Yeah.
So.
You mentioned that in the book.
Yeah. It was good fun, but we didn't get any money. And one guy had a bit of a breakdown, joined the Salvation Army, I think. Ended up doing charity work in Africa. I don't know. Then the other guy bought a taxi.
Black taxi.
Mm-hmm.
How's Birmingham doing this year?
Football.
Yeah, football. Shit. Yeah. Ride or die by Birmingham still, though?
Hmm?
Do you ride or die by Birmingham?
Well, it's in your blood. You're either one or the other.
Okay.
There's like two teams. There's one from North Birmingham who we hate. So you just brought up either one or the other.
You go into these games, like to Americans... You know, there's movies about hooligans and you see the news. You're going to away games as teenagers, right?
It's tribal.
Was that pretty scary?
Yeah. We used to get, like I say, we used to get to away games on my own when I was 13. Like Wag School, go up on it for the night game. And the older guys used to give you a good punching just to toughen you up.
Yeah.
For things to come.
A lot of punkers like soccer out in England?
Football.
Football. That's for the sake of the show. Let's call it football.
Yeah.
A lot of punkers like football out in England.
Yeah.
I feel like here, Fonz, in America, like there's a big divide between like professional athletics and like if you're not into hip hop or popular music, I feel like there's a big divide. You can't be like an elite professional athlete and be into like Slayer, GBH, right? Yeah, no, or like the Exploited or the Damned. I feel like that just doesn't exist. And that's why I asked that question. Punkers like sports.
Yeah. Well, we've sort of like lost a lot of interest because of, like, you get a lot of people coming now who don't give a shit about your club, but they just want the money. So the prices go up and you get players putting the shirt on, kissing the badge when it don't mean fuck all to them.
Yeah.
And then why would I want to pay money to go and watch someone who doesn't give a shit about me? So the attendance has gone down. But you still care for your team, but I'm not paying money to watch them.
Yeah, that's the sign of the times, man. All money.
I've been going to like non-league games for teams outside Birmingham, like shitty little grounds that hold like 5,000 people. They get like 500 people go. It's just like the old days.
Yeah.
But the players can kick the shit out of each other, and the referee is like, "Well, what the fuck, that."
Fuck it. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Oh, when I was just thinking about this, you talked about the Garnett brothers, the roadies that you guys had.
The Garnett twins. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the twins. And reading the book, I was like, oh, now I feel like them. You know, just like a fly on the window or fly on the wall. Just.
Well, Heidi has a good collection of records over there. Don't steal them, motherfucker. Do not steal them. All right. Unlike
she's,
those.
She's
dudes,
looking at me, man. She's giving me the evil eyes.
Like a plague of locust.
Huh?
That was like a plague of locusts. They'd be sitting in the van and they'd have like all these records and then, where'd you get them from? And they'd ripped off whoever we were staying with. Oh, I think, fuck's sake.
Yeah. They killed it for the next time coming around?
I think they know we wouldn't do that.
Oh.
First time in your first American tour, you guys stopped in New York. Tell our audience a little bit, were you guys that scared of New York? What?
Well, all you see is on the telly is like people getting killed and. So we starved for 2 days because we were too scared to go out and get some
food. What year was this?
83.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad in 83.
Yeah, it was really bad.
And after 2 days, I was that hungry, we had to go to the sandwich shop across the road.
Across the road, and Heidi, he goes to the sandwich shop, and I don't want to give too much because, and I really don't want to give too much to this book. This is an awesome book. It's an incredible tale. So Those of you guys listening, you guys are already online listening. Just shoot over to Amazon, buy the goddamn book. But he goes and gets a sub from a Salvadorian guy. That's like
Walter wants to go meet that guy.
Yeah,
now.
I'm from El Salvador. My family's from El Salvador.
We didn't get killed.
So that's pretty crazy. And how old were you guys in 83?
21, 22.
21, crossing the Atlantic, fucking driving around. There had to have been like, did you guys get on each other's nerves?
Nah.
Juan.
Nah. We're all friends.
Yeah. Juan does a little bit of touring. Juan, you don't get on each other's nerves when you guys?
Sometimes we do.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do.
I've known Colin since he was 10.
Even when
10.
I was with them, sometimes we do.
Gotcha.
Only because he snores louder than me.
He didn't let you sleep.
You know what I love? This is what I loved about the book. I loved, my wife just recently bought me Spotify for Christmas. So it was fun. And so what I did was, as I was reading the book, anytime there was a reference to a particular song you guys were either doing in a studio or a particular song that got you guys in trouble, it was awesome to just like flip back and then just hear it and then go back and then flip and read. And it was really, I really enjoyed it. And you guys tour, you guys go all over, you guys go to Japan, you guys go to the States. Somewhere online, I found there was an interview of Colin in Croatia. I found that online. Are there any places that stand out that you would never think they're into punk or hardcore punk anyway? Like, you guys are like, are we going here? And then you end up going, and it's like, holy shit.
We just got an offer to go to Reunion Islands.
The where?
Reunion.
Where's it?
Just off Madagascar. I suppose it's like going to Oahu, but in the Indian Ocean. I was like, why want to go, I'll go.
And what happened? Like, were you there, like, thinking there's going to be, like, four people? Or?
Like, they've offered us three gigs there. I'm like, why? Is this a joke? Someone doesn't like us, and perhaps that's the first thing they're going to get.
They're going to drop you off there and then just leave you there?
So I looked it up online, and there is actually people there.
Yeah, there's people there, and there's a punk scene there?
Well, I hope so. Good stuff. We could send him first as a guinea pig.
As a guinea pig?
If he goes, okay. For them,
offer him up. Yeah.
Reunion Islands in...
Wait, is that coming up?
They've offered it.
Offered them.
Oh, got it.
Sometime this year.
Oh, that's cool.
I think we're going to Singapore as well.
Singapore?
Where?
Sweet.
Rui. Take Rui. Rui.
There's a big punk scene there now. Yeah. We're supposed to be going there this year.
Sweet.
We went to Jakarta a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
That was weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you made it to any,
beautiful punks, but the people who took us over were a bit suspect. Hmm. I think they were police.
I have to imagine with what you do, like, you're going to these different places and you're having to meet and kind of trust people you've never met before.
Well, yeah, we got to the airport and then they met us before immigration, which was weird. Then they had the passports off us and we just walked through the back door. We go into the van. Didn't have to see any immigration. We had like police outriders who took us to the hotel. And then everywhere we went, we got followed by these obviously coppers. And then we wanted to mix with the locals, and then they'd follow us everywhere. And then I had to arrange through Facebook to meet some kids outside.
Oh, no way.
Otherwise, these undercover police would, I don't know, whatever they was going to do. So then I was walking down the little roadway at the hotel, and there's like all these trees, and I could hear someone going, they sent me a message saying, we'll be on the third tree on the left. So I was walking down, and I was thinking, and I just go, psst, psst. I looked over, there's like this tree open. He goes, yeah. So I had to make sure I wasn't being followed, and then meet the kids in the tree.
Oh, wow.
Really freaking like undercover spy type thing.
Wow.
Then me and our agent from Europe went to the mall, looked around, and there's this guy following us. And I thought, so I said to Jesus, just dive into this doorway. So we started running, dived into the doorway, and the guy ran past the door. So I popped my head out. I went, ooh. Like, hey, mate. I was, what the fuck are you doing, mate? And he's going, oh, I'm just making sure you. I was going, go fuck off.
Oh, man. And that was in Dakar?
Jakarta.
Oh, Jakarta.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ross Lomas, City Baby, Surviving Leather, Bristles, Studs, Punk, Rock, and GBH. Check out this book. freaking buy it. Just buy it. It's like it's one click away. That's what Amazon says, right? It's one click away.
Yeah.
Freaking buy this book. It's an excellent story.
Well, I'd rather you went to Ignite or straight to Brazilian Points, because then Amazon don't get any money out of it then.
Go through what now? Brazilian?
Brazilian.
Oh, yeah.
Brazilian.
Go straight to Ignite Books.
Or Ignite Books. But Bazillion is the U.S. one for the U.S.
The U.S. publisher?
Yeah, the U.S. publisher of it. And Ignite is the other...
The original
one. The original one with the black cover.
Great stories. There's one in particular. It's got your name on the lyrics. Drug Party in 562.
526.
It's got your name on the lyrics in the book. It's a funny story. What are they talking about with your name in the lyrics?
I got strip searched.
Oh, so that's why that's why the bend over.
See, so you can smuggle in drugs, but no knives. That's the moral of the story.
Moral of the story. Yeah. Smuggle drugs, knives.
Yeah, you never get in trouble.
Now, you're seeing this happen, and in the book you describe about how, like, you know, girls have always been kind of like, or at that age, that stage in your life, girls are always just kind of, you've always been a little bit uneasy. And they're sending letters to every single schoolgirl on the train. Are you like, guys, what the fuck is going on? Like, what was your reaction to that?
I was on the boat.
On the boat, yeah.
Lumberjack, God bless him. He was writing Drugs Party in 526. That was our cabin number. And he just was putting it under the door.
Were you like, dude, cut it out? Or were you like,
They were a bit young, yeah. Well, 14, 15 years old.
So. Oh, God. Well, it's definitely a podcast party in the 562. That's the Long Beach area code here.
Ah. Was there any like stories that didn't make the book?
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's a good one.
Like but along those
could
time?
Have been 10 times bigger than that. Because like the other three were a bit worried about what I was going
to
say.
Oh, I got
you.
So
obviously.
So you had to cut it down to just your stuff.
Yeah, there's tons of shit left.
Yeah, because it's a punk
band. If ever
band.
They upset me, then the X-rated version will make an appearance.
I'm sure there's audio tape of those stories too somewhere, right?
It will be.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, one last thing, or if you got anything else. But in the book, I like how you mentioned you're on Jules Holland. You had an interaction with Jules Holland.
Yeah, he came for that. Give me a fire video.
And you guys are on the rooftop. I saw the footage on that. He looks creepy. Like, I've seen footage of Jules Holland, like, kind of within the last 10 years, and he had a show and whatever and whatnot. It was like this octagon kind of thing where there was bands in every stage. But
yeah, Jules Holland, that's his music program.
Yeah, he looked creepy in your video, or in that footage. He looked like he was, like, he was up to something, like
considering dudes on that roof. He's quite sensible compared to us.
You know, but here's the thing: I'm used to like punks. Like, there's a bunch of punks in the footage of that, and that's cool. That's awesome. You guys breaking the gear after the track ends, but he's just standing there, and he's kind of like
he doesn't know what to do.
He's got like some malintent. Like, it's just funny. He just stands out, and it's funny after when I found that footage after reading it in the book. I thought it was pretty hilarious.
He was all right, actually.
He was what?
He was okay. He was a good guy.
He was a good guy. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Ross Lomas, once again, thank you much, man. Great book. City Baby, check it out. Buy the goddamn book.
Please. Right,
take a break.
I'm broke.
Brazilian.
Brazilian points. Brazilian points. Go there. Go there.
Bring nature to you. Bring
That was the fuck to the cat open.
Yeah. We're keeping that.
We would like that. I like that.
Fonz, a pilot number 56, first one of 2017.
Yes.
Nothing can be more punk rock. And usually that's a figure of speech, but it literally can't be. It literally can't be more punk rock.
Not today.
Having Ross Not Lomas, today. GBH, bases.
You could power go and spit for you if you wanted.
What's that now?
You could power go around the five and spit.
Oh, yeah, even better. Yeah, I'm sure Heidi would appreciate it.
I'm sure she would.
Fonz, while you're at it, steal a couple records.
Right, yeah.
We could run amok. The title of the book, again, City Baby, Surviving Leather, Bristles, Studs, Punk, Rock, and GBH.
Yes.
What a fucking mouthful that was, one.
No kidding. It was like, are we done with the title?
That
no,
was
are we done?
To do with me.
What?
That title wasn't nothing to do with me.
Oh, it wasn't.
Nah.
Was that was that an American?
That was
thing?
An American invention.
God damn Americans.
Damn Americans.
Fuck.
What did the Americans have anything to do with charge GBH to GBH? If you can explain that a little bit. How'd that happen? Why'd that occur?
Just happened. I don't know. It was GBH, then it was charged GBH, then it changed to GBH again. Then I don't know. Who knows? Who cares?
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah. Same music. Awesome. Who cares?
Fucking kick ass, man. Kick ass music. I mean, do you guys understand? Does it ever say, I know in your book you're very humble. You talk about how, you know, you never let the experience get bigger than who you guys really are. And sometimes that was for the positive and sometimes maybe it wouldn't have been. But do you guys realize, I mean, you guys have been going strong for about 30 fucking years, man.
37?
37 years. Strong. Not like you've been like under the radar here. I mean, you guys like legit been strong. I mean, you guys had a strong American presence. So I can only imagine it's bigger out in England. Do you ever look back and say, like, holy shit, we have made a difference?
We don't really think about it until you go on some, like, YouTube and you see people's comments or whatever.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, perhaps we have. And then people will write to me about the book and, like, say it's made a difference to them. I'm like, I don't know. What do you say to them?
You were just living your life, right?
That's buy me some chips.
Beers and chips. Yeah. Beers and chips. Yeah. That's all it was.
Let's talk about it over some a beer and some chips.
Let's do this.
Leathers, Bristles, Studs, and Acne. That's your first studio album. That's your first studio.
That was an eight track, yeah.
What I love a lot of the tales you tell in that record. You guys are very young. What's going on? Like, where are you getting your inspirations from? Are you watching the news? Are you pissed at people? Or are you hearing tales
musically,
of people?
That was me and Jock's department. The lyrics was all Colin.
Gotcha. Okay.
And if he has any ideas music wise, we'll go, huh? You think so, do you? And then sort of like, I think a lot of it's Colin's viewpoint.
How
me and Jock were just worried about fuck the system and having a drink. You know?
Yeah. How good was that milk job?
That was a good laugh. Well, I was getting. Like, Colin Jock wasn't working, so I just used to get me money, go into town, and get everyone drunk.
It really, Fonz, I don't know about you, but it reminded me of when I first started working at UPS back in the day, and you got your first job at CVS or Rite Aid. Was it Rite or CVS?
It was CVS.
CVS, and it's just like...
It was Savons back then.
Back then. And it's like, you got that first job, and you make that giant leap from, like, scrounging like dollars and nickels and being like, I got enough for a cheeseburger to like, I get a fucking paycheck.
Yeah.
It like boosts you up. And not by much, but at that, when you're
it's like
you're
a 40 for everybody, a 40 for
a
everybody.
40 for everyone.
No more sharing.
Yeah, I lived like king for like 3 years. £24.50, awesome. My first paycheck.
£24.50? Was that weekly?
Yeah, you think the beer was only 35 pence a pint or something.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. So that how long did that last? Did it last a week? So you waited till the next week just drinking, or did you go through it like...
Well, if Colin and Jock had anything to do with it, it didn't last very long. Yeah, last a week.
A week? Yeah. That's awesome.
When all you got to think about is chips and beer. He doesn't really, you know, don't really give a fuck, do you?
After that? Everything else.
And gigs were really cheap as well.
And chips for the American audience is fries.
Yeah.
Nah, fries are different. Nah, French. No, no,
no. What are chips? Describe chips.
French fries are French. Thin shit.
What are chips? Like, are they medallions or what?
Proper hand cut fucking chips. Give me a potato, I'll show you. Fucking fries.
We got to find a potato. Boston Babies, I Feel All Right, Avenues and Alleyways, Needle in a Haystack, Destroy. These are all a bunch of covers you guys played. Is there anything contemporary? Let's kind of create a let's say 2000. Is there anything that you would this Lady is a hypothetical. Gaga. This That's is a hypothetical. You would go Lady Gaga with a
fuck
cover?
Yeah. I've already asked Jock and Colin, but they won't have it.
What'd they say? Yeah?
I told me to fuck off.
Hey, but your stance is on Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be known, let it be known. All right, I was
curious.
She
can actually sing. Yeah,
she can sing. She can sing. She's awesome. You know, she came out. If you ever get a chance to see her on Saturday Night Live, she nails it.
I was doing crew work in Birmingham, and I had to like build a stage and everything. And then I did like stop ons, whatever. So I had to spend 2 hours looking at her backside.
Oh wow!
I thought things could be worse.
And you were getting paid?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Instead of the other way around?
Yeah.
Instead of throwing dollars? Instead of throwing dollars that way?
Making it rain?
I was a happy camper.
I bet. Ross, does this show make you want to say the GBH saying?
What?
The Clash saying.
The Clash never had to do a goddamn podcast.
I bet the Clash never had to do a Walter and Fonz podcast.
They never had to do that shit. Oh, by the way, I kept asking my wife. I was like, what's a... What's that? A fam or the stroller? What's that called? The things you guys carry to your equipment and
a pram.
I was like, "What's a pram?" I'd ask my wife. She's like, "It's a stroller." I was like, "Bullshit! They're not walking around in a stroller." She's like, "That's what the word means. It's a stroller." And then I hear later you guys move on to a wheelbarrow, and I'm like, "It might mean a stroller."
No, dude.
like a baby or
like stroller? An old style pram.
Is that does pram got, mean got, stroller?
Yeah, for perambulator, whatever they called it. Because our pram was short.
So you guys are walking down the street with this,
yeah, with
and it would rain.
Stuff, yeah, stuff in the speakers and shit in the pram.
And you guys, and what I find funny as hell is that you guys move up to a wheelbarrow.
Once.
I can't imagine you got your gear in a fucking wheelbarrow. The Clash never had to somehow, fucking do that.
They wouldn't let us on the bus, so you have to improvise, don't you?
Yeah.
I like lycanthropy, if I'm saying that right.
Lycanthropy.
Lycanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
Werewolves, that's right. Like
originally, it was about the clap clinic in Birmingham.
Oh, got it.
Where you go if you do, not that I ever have.
Right.
If you have a sexually transmitted disease.
You go.
You went to Ward 19. So it was originally a song about that.
Yeah.
But I used to
and
go.
And then it moved on to like werewolves.
Then for some reason, we went to werewolves.
Awesome. That now I like that song even better.
We'd be full of people with newspapers, but the big broadsheets, like pretending they so you couldn't see the face.
Oh, so you could see
and the face. They were all called Mr. Smith for some reason. And then when they had the umbrella down the end, so I've been told, they stick a thing down the old todge, and then an umbrella opens up and they pull it out.
No way.
And you can hear them all screaming. It's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Damn. Are sorry, you putting my leg?
No, really.
Is there video in that?
No.
I'm sure you can find some, like, medical practices in
Faces
England circa 81. This is probably going to be vanilla, and I've heard you. I feel like you probably would have been asked these questions a million times, but...
Gorgeous black hookers. What does GBH stand for?
Gorgeous black hooker. Yes. That's just that now that's what it stands for starting today.
Okay.
Starting today.
Yeah.
No.
What's that? Juan?
That was at the Canadian border. That's what it stands for in Canada.
Gorgeous black hookers.
Yeah. if not, they won't let you in the country, right?
They let me in.
Oh, they let you in?
They didn't let me in. I got deported.
They didn't let you in? Did you take a flight or did you take a train?
Bus.
It came with us.
And they said you're stuck, you're not coming?
Yeah, oh yeah,
that's what they say. DUI. That's what they do.
You were asking me about my favorite songs. Of course, it's gonna be like super, like everybody's favorite song, I guess. But like "Sick Boy," but the other one is "Big Woman."
Big. How do you guys get flack on that? That's my question.
How do you guys get... I hate playing it But
you hate playing it?
Yeah.
You do? Oh, wow. Because of the flack or because of the
song? No, it's just, you know. Just.
So now you hate me?
Not at all.
I fucking love Generals. Generals is one of my favorite tracks. That's just a kick-ass. I think there's actually a bass line. There's a bass line on that.
That's the oldest GBH song we play, I think.
I love that song. That song is, like, timeless. Timeless. Some songs are just, like, you know, especially here in America, there's a lot of bands that want to be, like, Descendants, Black Flag, and it's like, you can't. You can't because it's so simple and there's only one. Probably with GBH2, like, that's the way it is, and you can't make that. There's no other way to really make that because at the time there wasn't anything quite like that with the exception of a couple other bands. But, you know, you can't make that now. You can't, like, go up and be a Black Flag. You can't be a Descendants. You just,
did you know Taylor Swift? God's only, I want to cover this as well. Taylor Swift is the same cause as Generals all the way through.
What song from Taylor Swift?
What's the only song?
Well, I don't know any songs from Taylor Swift.
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off. You, guys, you can't hear. You
Tyler.
Can't.
That's Mariah. It's Taylor Swift that is.
Shake It Off.
No.
We'll send the research team on that. The IT team, the research team on that. That's funny.
I promise you, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
For those I've only watched the video 1,000 times.
For those of you guys who can't see that, you did the little wrist movement. Was that part of the choreography in Taylor Swift?
There's no proof of what you're talking about.
All right. We can't finish this podcast without talking about your second album, City Baby Attacked by Rats, or your second studio album. That still can hold up now. This isn't like it's not like when you look at these old, like, and not to take anything away from Ozzy Osbourne, when you look at these, like, Bark at the Moon albums, like, they're just so novice. They're just kind of funny. Where back in the day they were so, like, scary or theatrical, and now it's just kind of, it looks funny. That album, like, can still hold now. Like, it's just punk rock. It's straight to the point. Did you guys know what you guys were sitting on at the time? How like, then you hear it on the radio, right? You hear it on, what was your reaction when you first heard that on the radio?
I thought it was a bit tinny. A bit too much treble, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Oh, so you were critical.
If you look at all the early stuff, there's no bottom end at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't listened to that for years.
Well, yeah, because it's ingrained in your head.
Yeah, well, yeah, just you know, I love playing.
It's a monumental album. I love it. So when you guys early on, how much did maybe bands like The Damned or Motorhead, were they kind of an influence to you guys? How did that work? Did you ever see Motorhead at the time or
not at the time?
The Damned.
The Damned. I saw them. The first time I saw them was 1977, with supporting T-Rex.
Okay.
Paddy's Day, 1977.
I gotta say, I was late to the game on The Damned. I was late. I didn't figure out The Damned until, like, I don't know, 15 years ago. I was late, and they're awesome.
That first album was like, I used to listen to it and think, this is, ooh, macabre. You see, like,
the funny sinister. The funny part is I came across their B-side album, so I didn't even hear their good stuff. I came across the B-side album, and I was like, this shit's great, and then I kept exploring, but it's always awesome to find nuggets like that. They're not a nugget, they're a big band, but they... But it was awesome. Like, when you think you've heard everything and you're like, what the fuck?
So I was doing my research and I was looking online. Are you a wedding ukulele player?
A wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, I just said that.
Oh, you just said that.
I've performed a wedding ceremony, but I haven't actually played the uke at a wedding yet. I'm
wed people?
A legal pastor now, yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh,
wow, look at that.
Oh, okay. So
if anyone wants to get married, yeah, I'm legal.
We might have a wedding
putting
today.
Putting that out there.
You guys drink enough. You can marry.
Now you know.
Well, we marry the peanut gallery over here.
We have to get some shit sorted first. Yeah, you got just there's a few, there's a red tape to get
you
through.
You gotta feel it.
And someone has to be, you both have to be conscious at the same time. Yeah.
And so, you know, like, so, but usually ministers, they sing right in between. You're like, no, I'm playing bass.
No, you've got, you know, I can provide a full service if anyone's interested.
was that? Peanut Gallery? Anyone?
What kind of service?
Interested in getting married right now?
Tell me what you want. I'll do it.
That's great. What? All right. Dude.
Well, if anyone's interested, look me up. Send me a message, and I'm your man.
Ross, what are you up to these days, man? You got a show tomorrow. I think you're mentioning you're filling in.
With Revolt Chicks. Yeah.
What's going on these days? Are you playing any when it's not GBH? Well, is there anyone that
I can't afford to keep going backwards and forwards. So if GBH have like one gig a month or two or three, then I've got my friend, my stunt double, stands in for me. Excuse me. Yeah, so Mickey's doing three gigs this month, three gigs next month, then I fly back in March for a tour.
Is the United States your home right now, or is it?
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Has been for a while.
How do people find more Ross, or maybe in particular the book? Side notes or anything about what's going on?
I stalk people on Facebook, if that's.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a Facebook page?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ross Lomas?
Yes.
UK or America?
No, just Ross Lomas.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on our show.
My pleasure.
Great book, by the way. I love it.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Thank you for spending the time. Anything?
We'll have to do it again sometime.
You know? Yeah, I certainly would love to. Is there anything we failed to ask that maybe you want to plug?
Well, you go out, have a think, then we'll do it next time.
City Baby.
Thank you.
That's it.
Ross, thanks again. Maximum respect.
You too, Mike.
Been on the show.
Yeah. The knives you already found. Rust that lies above bending down. Dangerous won't get out of that world. So that my name's really where I'm freaking out.